I'm Adam Mecky. I'm back at Hayes Lane and you're listening to Ravens Weekly.
You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me. And that's the town where I come from.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 67 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast. Proudly sponsored by our friends at GPM Group, the specialist fire door manufacturers. As ever, I'm joined by Matt.
Hello.
And Cookie.
Hello.
Another action-packed episode coming up this week, plenty to discuss. But I guess, Matt, we're going to have to start with the Sutton game.
We are, yes. And going into it, obviously, on the back of a difficult run, and we were hoping to put things right. Unfortunately, despite a really positive start to the game and in general a positive attacking performance, it wasn't meant to be. Honestly, the performance of the Sutton goalkeeper was quite something. It pulled off a whole host of good saves to deny us, and you just got that feeling in the afternoon. It was just luck wasn't going to go our way.
Just going to be one of those days. Up until they scored the goal, it was just all absolutely all us. And obviously, Cookie, another, to be fair, fantastic crowd. Just under 2,000 in the end. Obviously, we've had a couple of games now around the 1,700 mark. Obviously, probably semi to be expected with form, etc. But fantastic to almost get to that 2,000 mark again on Saturday.
Yeah, and also despite the recent results. But yeah, it's fantastic.
And the coronavirus.
Yeah, and the coronavirus. It's fantastic. People are still coming down and obviously showing their support. We just ask to keep doing it. We've got some big games coming up. I just thought I'd end it there. I stopped really abruptly, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah, I've got to make a point after that. Yeah. Obviously, starting with Harold, we're going to come on to that later. But Matt, obviously, you had the pleasure, or I don't know how to describe it, of commentating on Saturday. And here's a brief rundown of the game. Oh, by the way, you can skip 3 minutes if you don't want to go back for live through
really
again.
As he goes for a long throw into the box, only Cheek is in there. Cheek takes the ball down. Williamson's there. Comes to Coulson. Coulson with the shot. It's blocked.
Good.
Can he get to the follow-up? No, he can't. That's a good bit of play from Bromley there. Cheek did well to hold it up.
With a long
throw into the box towards Jack Holland. It's headed away. Comes to Corey Whiteley in the box, who's still got possession. Whiteley checks back to Coulson. Coulson's going to go for a cross. It's a deep cross towards the back post where Dave Winfield's there, and he heads just over the bar. Really good bit of attacking play from Bromley there. Excellent from Luke Coulson with the cross, and Dave Winfield just over the bar in the end. Here is Corey Whiteley, finds Williamson in the box. Williamson with a cross in towards Cheek, headed away, comes to Whiteley. His volley is deflected away again. Here's Bingham though. Billy Bingham's going to go for the shot, and it's over the bar. But overall, a very encouraging start from Bromley, Dan.
Helped the fullback out.
It's a great flick headed by Cheek. Williamson's in here. Ben Williamson. Oh, it's a great save by Tanev.
Bush with the throw. It's carried by the wind a little bit, headed by Beautyman, who seems to be clearing his fair share of throw-ins here.
Comes back to Reese, who finds Kizzy, or Bush even. Bush with a drill ball into the box, finds Holland, headed down by Holland. It's Whiteley, back into the box. Holland, great save by Sanev with his feet. And Bromley here, two chances to go 1-0 up, Dan, in the space of a couple of minutes.
Barden, who with a long ball forward, tries to go out onto the wing. It's dealt with by Whiteley. He's got to try and keep the ball in play here. It's picked up by Sutton. And that's still in Sutton possession here with Milsom. And the cross is going to come into the box here, is it? It's towards Begill. And it's in. Omar Begill puts Sutton into the lead here at Hayes Lane. And he doesn't celebrate, in fairness to him. But Omar Begill here with Sutton's first real chance of the game puts them 1-0 up.
Chris Bush with the long throw. It's just about level with the edge of the Sutton penalty area over on that far side in front of the away fans. He's got Bingham in support if he needs him. I don't think he will. I think he's going to go long, and he does. It's again affected by the wind. It's in the box though. Comes to Jack Holland with a shot. It's blocked. The ball's still in the area, and it's going to be another corner to Bromley. We're seeing this pressure carry on, Dan. Now Coulson can go back to Kizzy, who clears to Whiteley. Bromley can start an attack here now. Here is Whiteley. Whiteley finds Rowe. Rowe can get into the box here. Aaron Rowe back across the face of goal. Oh, and it's bobbled. And Josh Rees, from a matter of yards out, has put it high over the crossbar.
Clifton didn't gamble.
Coulson takes a great touch. In the box here, Luke Coulson. Here's Cheek. Cross to Cook. Yeah! Clifton was so close. All it needed was a touch. Coulson into the box. Feeds it back to Rowe.
Ball's got to go in the box here.
taken too long over it, Rowe. Comes back out to Raymond with a cross. Here's Winfield. Ah, oh, it deflects off the, hits the floor and goes wide. Unbelievable. He's still got the ball, Rowe. Finds Coulson again. Got to get the ball in the box here. Coulson takes a touch and lifts the ball into the box. Holland! Oh, my word! What a save from Sanev. And that was going in.
Another great save from Sanev. Brilliant.
And then it's cleared by Sutton. And that is time, ladies and gents. Full time, Bromley nil, Sutton 1.
Oh, football guys, eh?
Yeah, I mean, a really, really difficult one to swallow. I think, like I said a moment ago, you look at the amount of chances that we had and the fact that Sutton really only had one shot on target, and Cousins really hasn't had to make any good saves. However, the other goalkeepers had to make several.
Oh, spoiler alert, good news coming up with Cousins later.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, if you haven't heard already. But yeah, I mean, can't criticise us too much. Maybe, you know, the finishing in a couple of the chances could have been a bit better. But yeah, frustrating afternoon all in all.
I think it's reminiscent to Stockport. We left that game feeling we deserved a lot more. It's just unfortunately not to come away with that. It's just another kick when you're down, isn't it? Situation. Disappointing. But
well, there's no better way to turn it around than live on telly, I guess, on Saturday. But in the meantime, Matt, you managed to catch up with Neil Smith after that game with Sutton, and here's what he had to say.
An incredibly frustrating afternoon, and perhaps ultimately chances we didn't take.
Absolutely. We just said in there, you can't create. I think we had 20 odd chances. The keepers had 17 attempts at goal. They've had one attempt at goal, and we've lost 1-0. You know, so as bad as the referee might have been and the decisions he was giving, you can't create that amount of chances and not score a goal.
And we spoke about it last week, and we spoke about it the week before. A man of the match performance from the opposition goalkeeper again.
I know. I had people shouting at me, who are you going to blame this time? Last week, because their goalkeeper was making saves and this one's made saves. But I'm going to agree with that person. We've got to start scoring. No, I'm getting frustrated. We're doing everything that we can possibly. It was the best start we've had in a long while. First 15 minutes, I wanted to kick down into the supporters because they get behind us so well. I wanted to kick into that end, generate an atmosphere, and they gave us it. We didn't give them a goal. And then they go up the other end and they take their one chance, which, again, could have been prevented. So the frustration is there, you know, because I thought, are we playing bad? No. Are we getting results? No. So, you know, I'll take a bad, bad game and win at the moment. By a win. By a goal.
And an incredibly confident performance at the start of the game, which is, it's really disappointing that the scoreline's...
That's the whole point. You know, we knew we started off poor last week, and it was one thing we nailed in training. We're going to get off to the best start possible. And I don't think they got out of their 18-yard box for 15 minutes. And then the one time they do, they go up the other end and they score a goal. You know, Omar again comes up. You know, I've never seen him play so well until he plays against us. Fair play to him. He's obviously got a point to prove. But I thought some of our football against the wind, with the wind, we played the conditions perfectly. Just not got that final product.
And an injury to Sam Wood. Is there any update on that?
Hopefully he'll be available for Saturday, next Saturday. You know, it was something that didn't want to take a chance on. He's been playing so well. The last thing I want is to lose him for the rest of the season. So it was a decision we made. And I thought Bushy done well there. You know, they're playing against Adji Boy. A lot of pace. Didn't do a thing. So Bushy done his job. But, you know, as I say, it was at the other end. And I'm not just blaming the strikers, because I think Jack had a chance. Josh Reese had a couple of chances. We're creating enough chances to have won three games. But you can't keep creating 27 chances, I think it is, and not scoring.
And trips to Harrogate Town next week, live in front of the BT Sport cameras, another tough game. They just keep coming.
All tough. You know, this league is a brilliant league in respect of anybody can beat anybody.
Thank you.
Great to hear from Neil, as always there, Matt. Obviously, every single week he's straight out to you. He gives his version of events. He's always been honest and upfront with everyone, which is all we can really ask, Matt.
Yeah, it is. And he's always more than happy to explain the decisions that he makes and things like that, which is obviously refreshing for the supporters to hear as well.
And obviously, moving away from First Wear slightly now, we are going to touch base on the community. Matt, is that right? No,
yes.
We're not. It's Academy, sorry. Academy,
well,
Team of the Week.
Either way, we'll take it.
Making
either
up
way.
As we go along here.
Academy Team of the Week, congratulations to all of the following players. In goal, Adam Bennett. In defence, Liam Vincent, Suleiman Bangura, Alex Papanikolaou, Cameron Nandu, Atari, Igbeko, Omar Antri.
Why didn't we ask Cookie to read this out again?
Bradley Clancy Williams, Ronnie Spinks, Paris Jackson, and Stephen Onyekwe. The player of the week is Adam Roy, and the coach of the week is Callum McGeehan. So congratulations to all of them.
Fantastic. Congratulations to everyone involved. A big thank you, as always, to Go Travel, Life Lab, and Skills Ground for their sponsorship. Talking about non-first team events, Cookie, there's a game this evening for those shooting on Friday.
It ties in perfect because Callum, who's won Academy Manager of the Week, is also playing tonight in the Bromley Staff versus London Fire Brigade charity game on the stadium tonight. So fantastic supporters of a great charity, the Firefighters Charity. The Fire Brigade have been brilliant with us in recent months, and obviously we wanted some way of paying them back by getting a team bonding session with them guys all coming down and playing a match against Staff. And obviously it might be nice to give them a little victory like we seem to do with every other team we play.
It is comedy gold, to be honest, I must admit. I don't play. I tend to come down and watch. Nice little beer ready from the venue. Can't complain.
Yeah, so come
kitchen's
down.
Kitchen's open, grab a burger.
Yep, so it's 8 o'clock kickoff tonight. It is...
comedy gold.
Comedy gold. You can get food, you can get drink, you can stay in the warm, or you can get out and cheer us on. And also... there's
and results so far, this is obviously the third. Is this the third fixture in a long running Staff season so
no.
far?
No, so yeah, we've played the Police twice and lost both. We also played Charlton,
they like Robbie
Community that played last time and ended up to be a bunch of semi pro football players.
Oh, whether he was going with that.
That literally were playing for a lot of Ryman teams on the Saturday and we lost 10-0. Could have been 11.
Could have been 10-1.
Did stop one attack. Tell you what, could have been 10-1 or shot wide.
Ball, 100%. There's a ball into the box. I thought, all he's got to do, honestly, is just jump up, hit it.
He was flying through the air, weren't you? Someone's Mark Cavanaugh's got a picture.
He leaped like a salmon.
No, I was 1-on-1. I got the ball and it was me, defender on my left, and then I shot and it managed to go to the corner flag.
I wasn't
going to
miss that one.
Obviously, I'm no way near. I'm not in a position to shoot this game. So
staff members attending, who we got involved tonight? I know they're dropping like flies.
Mark Hammond.
That's
me. Who else I could get? No, we've got a few of the academy: Mark Hammond, Tom Beaumont, Jack Jolly,
Callum,
and Matt also Matt's pulled out.
Scotty Brown, the chef tonight.
Scott can't play because his career
second cameo.
His career-ending injury.
Matt Hall, Ronan Howard.
Ronan's tentative.
Late fitness test.
That's it, and. Who else? There is someone else.
Alan Jim Stannard.
Alan's going to play. Oh, we've got a really good keeper. We've actually got a proper keeper. Mark Carr from the junior section.
Whoa. I just said, what about Jim Stannard? No,
Jim can't play anymore.
We've got a proper goalkeeper.
No, Jim can't play anymore.
Did you hear that?
I didn't mean it like that. We've got Charlotte Ferguson from FC Wimbledon Ladies,
very well
who
time.
Is absolutely phenomenal.
Don't say that word on this podcast.
So, what's that? Ladies.
FC Wimbledon.
She's phenomenal, so we've got her. It should be a good night, and it gets us out on a Friday night and a bit of exercise.
Yeah, definitely. You're at the place of
for
work,
a fantastic
aren't you,
charity.
Where you've been all week.
It's always good to stay at work an extra 4 hours. Yeah, definitely. Waiting for kickoff.
Honestly, I can honestly say, having been to the previous three, it is absolutely hilarious. It's brilliant.
Please come down, guys. donations are being taken for the charity. I think they've got a couple of buckets.
Is Matt on PA duty tonight?
No, I've been battered because last time, apparently, I was very critical over the PA.
He's nearly as critical as when he's doing Bromley commentary for the first time.
Is he really?
No, that was enough for them. They couldn't cope with it.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, it's been coming.
Absolutely.
It's been coming. That's one. We've been dominating 80 minutes of the game. They got one shot. It's been coming.
Slight exaggeration.
Oh,
good. It'd be great to see everyone.
It's better than us. Usually, we just shout. The ball goes in the box. Everyone's listening to try and have a description of what's actually happening. All you've got is us shouting. Oh, but no, absolutely fantastic. Honestly, it's great. Like you said, that's a third or fourth one this year, and I think it's absolutely brilliant. It's great what you do, Cookie, and you get everyone together. I think it's fantastic for the group.
If we lose again, it'd be beyond closed doors.
Oh yeah, talking about beyond closed doors, coronavirus. What's the latest?
Well, we've had a...
We're not allowed to shake hands,
no,
are we?
We've had a statement from the National League this afternoon basically saying that the FA has communicated with them that no fair play handshakes will take place in National League matches until further notice.
What about those teams playing on telly?
Oh, well, that includes us. I think, you know, I think... The keepers can fist bump, but that's about it. Blimey. So, yes, we will not be seeing that tomorrow. They're just going to come out and line up as normal and then split off into their different halves.
Tell you what, to be fair, we didn't shake with hands with Harrog after the last game up there, did we?
No, blimey. No, it didn't end
that turned into
too
a bit
well.
Of a, I can't remember what that was.
I think shaking of hands is not the word. Yeah, there was.
That's going to be one hell of a game.
Shaking of fists, more like. But
we'll come on to that later. Community, Matt. Bromley Bells. What was this about the London Football Awards?
Bromley Bells were nominated for an award at the London Football Awards, and Andrea went up there. So big congratulations to them. It's a scheme that's really come on leaps and bounds, and we as a club are obviously delighted to support it and strengthen our provisions for women and girls in football.
It was a London Awards, but it was actually the Kent FA's nomination. So, you know, an absolutely fantastic achievement to be recognised by the County FA as one of the leading projects for that that category in the county of Kent. So absolutely fantastic achievement for Andrea and all the women involved.
It is, yeah. And talking of Andrea, we're delighted to have her on board to help with our new Wildcats sessions, which are we've decided now. You may have seen the press release during the week. We're going to start on Saturday, the 28th of March.
Was it Thundercats? Am I thinking of Thundercats?
Wasn't Wildcats the name of the basketball team in High School Musical?
I've never seen
just
that.
Leave you with that one. Neither have I, but
back to the matter in hand. We're going to start on the 28th of March.
That was a thing, wasn't it?
Thundercats. Thundercats.
That was it. Knew it. Sorry, proceed.
I'm just not going to talk now. And also, half term, obviously, the Easter holidays are coming up. So if you're looking to keep the kids active, fit and healthy, our soccer camps are on 4 days on each of the weeks. Absolutely. Yeah. And good quality at that. Qualified coaches in a safe environment. We are not running on either Good Friday or Easter Monday, but we're here every other day.
Anything
apart from
for a day off,
the week.
Fantastic numbers. fantastic numbers last half term, and I know you've touched on the Wildcats before, but it really is the last missing sort of a jigsaw to everything that's going on. I don't know, what is he laughing at, honestly?
If you can hear the whistling, it is Cookie laughing.
But seriously, at the moment, obviously, the girls' soccer school starts from 10 years up.
He's crying now.
And obviously, that Wildcats is 5-11.
It's 5-11, yeah. So, it, like you say, Jeff, it enables us to fill that gap that we were previously missing.
And that starts at the end of the month, 28th of March?
Yeah, 28th, when we are at home to Aldershot. So, if you're available on the Saturday, come down, bring your daughter down for a session, and then come to the game. But I can't work with this guy, honestly. He's sitting next to me just in fits of laughter and I've got no idea why.
Oh, thanks, made me laugh. Sorry. Apologies.
But that can be booked online, bromleyfc.co.uk. And it's actually cheaper, mate, because it's supported by the FA. We've obviously got some funding to help us run it, and it's £3 a session.
It is £3 a session, yeah. Like you say, we do get funding for that, so that subsidises part of the fees. So, yeah, £3 a session, free match ticket as well. So come on down.
Meanwhile, back to First Thing First, Cookie. Brilliant. I thought you might start at a point where it's about to happen.
It's coming in. We're bringing Mecky back.
Yeah. Brilliant. That was worth.
I'm blowing that one up since we heard the news.
That was that was worth a wait.
I even told that to Mecky. He loved it.
Do you want
to
fill us in?
Yeah, Adam Mecky's been recalled from his loan at Ebbsfleet. He's been doing fantastic there, getting game time. And, well, while he's in his perfect form, what a way to push on for the remainder of the season, bringing Mecky back. He's been fantastic for us. Excuse me, not only that, he's...
Apologies, sorry. No, I'm just trying to message you, Matt.
Sorry, I can't lip read properly. Where are we going tonight?
No.
yeah, it's fantastic. We all know what Mecky can do. He got injured. He played part of the season this year. Didn't really get much game time. Obviously, went on loan. He's been doing fantastic at Ebbsfleet. And now bring him back and hopefully he can continue how good he's been and push on and help Bromley as well. But when he walked back in on Thursday for training, the team lifted. Everyone was buzzing. There was hugs, handshakes, laughs.
Were you playing that song as he'd come through the door?
No, I played it to him this morning. I think he did. And he did really like it. So
But he's coming back into an environment that he knows. He's hopefully going to be able to hit the ground running. He knows how we play. He knows his teammates. He knows the surroundings, the environment. And like you alluded to there, he's just settled in straight away, as we'd expected him to. And he's, done really well with assists and Man of the Match awards and such like at Ebbsfleet. And, you know, looking at the response from their fans and their coaching team and staff, they're gutted to lose him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He was a key part of their form on the second half of the season when he went on loan. And obviously Ebbsfleet, unfortunately at the moment, are struggling with relegation, are struggling to get consistency, and he ignited that. And he had a fantastic game away from Maidenhead last week. Man of the Match a couple of times, I believe, so it's fantastic.
Really interesting one from the outside. I didn't necessarily see it coming automatically. I wonder also, I've yet to hear it, but I wonder also obviously for Mekki if he sort of expected it. Really, I must admit, I don't know how everything was left, you know, when he originally went out on loan, but fantastic to see him back. And no doubt, mate, you caught up with him and managed to get all the insight from Mekki himself.
Adam Mekki, welcome back. You've had a couple of months away. How's it feel to be back?
Yeah, it's been good. A bit out of the blue, but you know, I'm happy to be back now and to try and put things right here and get us back to where we should be.
The few games that we've got left now, they're really important, aren't they? Especially with how tight it is in the league table at the moment.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think obviously the run the boys have been on has not been great, but you know, we're still in it and we've still got a chance. That's what we spoke about earlier today. The teams around us, you know, it's all really tight. A couple of wins and we're right back at there. So that's the motivation for us now. They know that we're still within touching distance of the playoffs.
And how was the loan spell for you? Obviously, we've heard that you've been playing really well and getting a lot of assists as well.
Yeah, enjoyed my time there. It was sort of different sort of atmosphere, different game targets in the season, but, you know, with being opposite ends of the table. But, you know, I went there, played games and enjoyed my time there, because that's ultimately what any footballer wants to do, is just to be out on the pitch.
And you've come back in today. Doesn't feel like you've been away at all, does it? Settling right back in.
Yeah, you know, it's same faces as it here, so it's good to see the boys back, and you know, they were all really welcoming I've missed it. I've missed the place, and it's good to be back.
There's been a great reception from the fans on social media and alike as well.
Yeah, it's been nice. You know, when you see it on Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that, it's really nice. It's just to know that, you know, you're liked and you're respected. I think it goes a long way, and it gives me a lot of confidence. You know, coming back now and hopefully now we can achieve something.
And straight back into action potentially tomorrow as we visit Harrogate Town, a side who are doing very well this season.
Yeah, I think the last five games, I think they're right up there in the form guide, so it will be a really tough game. We played them earlier in the season, and we were sort of 3-0 down at half time, came back to draw 3-0, so that will obviously give us confidence, knowing that we can go there and with the background that we've had with them. So it will be a tough game, but you know we've got nothing to lose at the moment, so we go out there and just play and work hard and try and get a result.
All right, it's great to have you back. Thank you.
Cheers, Matt. Thank you.
Great to hear from Adam Mekki there. Obviously, great to have him back. A really, really honest interview there, Matt.
Yeah, he always does speak well, Adam. He's a very experienced player now, and it's good to have that back in the squad. And like Cookie mentioned earlier, it's not just about the ability that he's got on the pitch; it's about that character. And you can just see it's given everyone a little spring in their step after it's come back,
it was
which
great.
Is great to see.
Cookie, obviously, there's even more squad news. We've got some great news yesterday.
Yeah, Mark Cousins has signed a new deal for next season, which is brilliant to tie him down.
Is Matt doing a musical intro for this one?
We're bringing Cousins back. No, he's he's done brilliant. Unfortunately, he got the shoulder injury in September, but he's recovered well since then, and he's been doing really well, pulling off some fantastic saves. So it's going to be interesting to see if we get a run next season. How good he can.
Obviously, his deal's
be.
Up at the end of the year. He's got another year now, and obviously Huddart's already signed as well. So all of a sudden, you've got two strong keepers.
Oh,
in
by
there.
The way, happy birthday, Ryan Huddart, today,
and Luke Coulson.
And is it Luke Coulson's
it
birthday
is,
as
yeah.
well?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Luke.
Is
Coulson.
That what the donuts were for?
I should have known that. No, Huddart brought them in. I didn't know it's Luke Coulson's birthday.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
well,
he's going to grill me. All right. Well, happy birthday, Luke Coulson, as well.
I'm sure it was someone else's during the week. Oh, it was Jack Connors last weekend, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
Yeah, tons of love on social media for that one.
No donuts for that one.
Have we not put out happy birthday for Ryan Huddart? Where's James? We're going to have to get on to James. Where is it?
Matt, your community.
I've got to speak to James. I've got to share it.
That's what it's for. Matt, your community.
And Matt, as always, the intrepid reporter, you managed to catch up with Cousins following the news, and here's what he had to say.
Mark Cousins, we had some brilliant news about you this week. You've signed a new deal with the club. How do you feel?
Really pleased, honestly. It's a bit of a relief as well. Like back in October when my shoulder wasn't in a good place. And yeah, for the club to offer me a new contract, I'm absolutely delighted and really grateful to the owner, the manager and all the board, really. It really shows a lot of faith, and I just want to repay them now, this season and next season.
And as we spoke about last week, you've come back looking really fit and playing really well, and that's credit as well to yourself and the medical team as well, isn't it?
Yeah, Paul the physio, Ben, and also Jim as well, like the goalkeeper coach. I've had to work close with all three of them at times, and yeah, it's credit to them that have got me back to a point where I feel quite comfortable now playing. My shoulder's in a good place, so yeah, really pleased. And like everyone at the club's been fantastic towards me.
It's a good group of players as well, isn't it? It's a positive environment to be around.
Yeah, the players have been so supportive as well since like my injury, and yeah, getting the new contract, they're all like congratulating me straight away. So it's a fantastic group of players, and I think it's quite rare that everyone actually gets on with each other in football, but this group of players is a tight-knit group, and yeah, that's why I think we've had quite a lot of success this season.
Thank you.
No worries, thanks.
A lovely bit of news, Matt, there to cheer us all up.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, Mark is, I think we've said it before, one of the most professional players that's ever represented our football club. He's a lovely guy, always happy to have a chat, always speaks very well, and a fantastic goalkeeper as well. So it's all round good news. Further to that as well.
Tell you what, they all speak very well, Matt, actually.
They do, don't
just
they?
Just realised that.
Yeah, well, no, we're getting to that stage now. We used to have some, didn't we, that didn't really like speaking, but now we just avoid that. No, now we just don't have them anymore. So, in terms of Cousins, we were speaking off mic, I guess, if you can call my phone a mic. And he said that his mum's actually a big fan of the podcast and loves to listen in. Obviously, when Mark's on it, she's always
Mark's a default option. Where's everyone gone?
She's always sending him messages when he's on it and saying how much he enjoys listening to
it. Brilliant.
That's great news.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Hi, Mark's
Mrs. Cousins.
Hi, Mark's mum.
Dear. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. What are we doing now?
Well, obviously, with that squad update or the two elements of it, we're going
to
hear from Neil Smith.
Oh, hang on, no, we've obviously got, there's also news of players going out though.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, obviously, we did obviously mention it in the Adam Meckie press release that Adam Rowe has gone back to Huddersfield Town now following his loan.
Recall with Huddersfield, that was after obviously a month with us, but no one really cares what we think. Obviously, we all want to hear from Smudge on all the changes, and here's what he had to say.
So, Neil, two bits of big squad news this week. Firstly, Adam Meckie returns.
Yeah, no, we've been watching him. The whole point of him going to Ebbsfleet was to get game time, you know, regular and consistent game time. He's been doing well. He's played 8 games now. We watched him against Woking, did really well, and obviously we had him watched in the last game against Maidenhead, where I think he had 2 assists as well. So he's been doing well. He's got the games under his belt as well, so it was a no-brainer in bringing him back once we knew that he was up to our speed.
And we also say thank you to Aaron Rowe, who's been recalled by Huddersfield now.
Yeah, Aaron was again, you know, was a great acquisition for us at the time, but you know, again, he found time limited, which was, you know, not his fault. He tried his best when he came on and everything else, but you know, again, we thank Huddersfield for giving us the loan player like they did with Romani early on in the season. He goes back there. They're pleased with what he's done here as well. So, you know, all the parties are pleased.
Another bit of big news that came out yesterday was obviously the retaining of Mark Cousins for next year, which is massive.
Yeah, no, Mark's been brilliant since he come on board. Obviously, had the injury, you know, which was very frustrating for everybody, especially himself. And you can see when he's come back, you know, the defence are really pleased to have him back as well. You know, his competition with Ryan as well. So, you know, everyone's got to be on their toes. So we've been speaking for the last few weeks about, you know, retaining him and getting him sorted before the end of the season, and you know, fair play to Mark, you know, all he wanted to do was sign for us, so it was an easy conversation.
Nice to have all that done earlier in the week, Matt, rather than Friday.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? And I think your little teaser that went out was, why wait till a Friday? And yeah, we listened to our own advice there.
And of course, Saturday, we're up to Yorkshire.
Yep. playing Harrogate Town live on TV, BT Sport.
Woo. That was a cue.
That's it. 5:20 kickoff. Brilliant.
What a joke. Apologies.
Yeah. BT Sport. You could do a 12:30. No. Do the.
Not in our hands whatsoever. don't really know the outcomes or the sanctions for refusing to play at that time. And I must admit, apologies, it's not something we've tested the boundaries of as yet. But I know there's been a few fans' opinions against it, etc. It's not ideal for anybody, including the supporters and the players themselves, actually, in terms of the change of kickoff times, getting home, etc. Nevertheless, as always, when our back's against the wall, we're up against it. We tend to produce, and hopefully tomorrow's going to be one of those days.
Well, that's it. Harrogate coming off a strong recent 5 straight wins.
Fantastic. That was a cue to give me some positive reinforcement.
Including a
reinforcement.
1 FA Trophy victory over Fylde.
I just swore, man.
5 wins coming off the bat. That's a win against Eastleigh, 2-0 on the 8th of February. And then they played Yeovil on the 11th, 22nd they played Eastleigh, folding the FA Trophy on the 29th. They won 3-2 in extra time. And then the third they played Chesterfield. The last defeat was on the 25th of January, where they played Wrexham, lost 2-0. And then just after that, they drew against Aldershot 1-0.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't follow their midweek game, Matt.
Yeah, it was thriller, wasn't it? They obviously went to Chesterfield, and yeah, you're right. We certainly were following the action, and it ended up 4-3 to Harrogate in the dying minutes. They pulled it back round and got a 94th minute equaliser, I think, or something like that. So that will mean they're coming into this game high in confidence, I would think.
Fantastic effort being made by the fans making the journey on Saturday. Obviously, it's touch and go for the last train, isn't it? I think some people have even got a cab lined up, have they, to get to the station in time?
Yeah.
I think like literally moments before full time, possibly.
I think it's cab sharing, actually, if anything. I think they're actually going to share cabs to make sure they actually get back for the last train. And obviously that just shows the dedication of these people that are making the trip. And it's very much appreciated, I know, by the players and management, etc.
I'm sure they'll be keen to make sure the performance and result on the night reflects
exactly
that as well.
Say, yeah.
Are we almost done?
I think we are.
Yeah.
That's just a bad going for a Friday, is it? What else we've got coming up event-wise that we should have plugged, haven't plugged, forgot to mention?
Ray Parler, is that?
Ray Parler, that's sold out.
Yep.
Chris Waddle,
yes,
that's up
Chris,
next.
That's
when's
available,
that?
Isn't it? It's in...
it's in the venue. when is that date? Because I think there's still tables for that one. Chris Waddle. Come on, Cook, you must know. Oh, so while you're finding it out, it should be on Twitter somewhere. Beer Festival.
Oh,
I'm going to drop it out there now. 30th of May. First ever Bromley. I'm not putting a feeler out, Matt. It's happening. First ever Bromley FC Beer Festival. Super, super excited for it. Big thank you to our friends at the Lock and Barrel for helping us out. Oh, sorry, talking about Lock and Barrel, we've got to do our pub podcast up there at some point as well. How are we going to decide on a date and a day after the work? We need to get fans involved in it. We need to decide a day, maybe a Friday evening after work or a Thursday evening after work.
Sounds good.
Down the Lock and Barrel, drinks on Matt. Get it recorded. We've got to decide. We'll have to decide a date. Is that our question of the week? When should we do it? There we go.
Yeah,
when should we do it? Give us a convenient date for everyone.
Chris Waddle's the 24th of April.
And even Chris Waddle. That's probably our 7th or 8th now. They've been absolutely fantastic success. Obviously, Paul Gascoigne. I mean, look, hopefully Chris Waller doesn't decide to stay for 3 days afterwards and go on the pitch after the game. But nevertheless, we're looking forward to it. Ray Parler's obviously already sold out. So really looking forward to that. And like we say, other events coming up. Beer Festival, 30th of May. Some more dates coming out about that shortly. Big thanks to Lock and Barrel for their help with that. Shepherd and Neem. Really looking forward to getting some details out on that. And if anybody's got a massive big screen that we can borrow as well for the Euros in June, so we can put it on the pitch and everybody can watch the Euros here, that'd be fantastic.
Hit you up.
We are looking into it. I'm currently falling off a chair every time a quote comes back from a company. But again, that'd be absolutely fantastic. I mean, that'd be a great event to host during the summer here. But nevertheless, I think that's about it for this week.
Yep, Chorley tickets obviously available. The next home game, that is Saturday, the 14th of March next week. They're available on the website. So do get your tickets in advance and save a little bit of money.
And also, there's a potential that our Aldershot fixture may well become all ticket.
Yes.
It is their tour of duty. their big away day, etc. We're expecting a large number of their away supporters, so we are considering at the moment making that fixture ticket, especially for away fans, but it may have to be extended across the board meetings with the relevant authorities coming up. And Hartlepool, we're looking forward to welcoming Hartlepool at the end of the season. It's
fancy dress, I didn't realise
we're their last away game, aren't we? So it's fancy dress, no one knows.
I've heard Smurfs is a rumour, but that's not
confirmed. Done Smurfs already,
that's not confirmed.
They did Thunderbirds, yeah. Didn't they?
It's going to be entertaining, whatever it is.
What was the other one they did the other year? Is it Mario?
Knights in Shining Armour they did last year.
Brilliant. But yeah, as Matt refers to, all the details as ever for the upcoming games are over on the website. Ticket links are up already. I think that's about it, Matt.
Yes, I think it is.
We all done? You've got to go and warm up, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm going to go and stretch my calves.
Get some ankle tape on.
Absolutely brilliant. I'm sure Matt will be on hand tonight to catch your post-match interview with Cookie to find out how the defeat of the game went. Big thank you to everybody who's tuned in and downloading and part with us for what seems like ages now. 67 episodes, can't quite believe that. A big thank you as always, Matt. Big thank you as always, Cookie.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be back again soon. Where I come from, in Bromley. From me.